I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our theme of God's abundant supply. Throughout Scripture, God has promised and He has demonstrated His will and His desire and His intention to abundantly supply the needs of His people. And yesterday, I began sharing a story of how God taught Sue and I that it was His will that we live a life with no lack. I'm going to pick up the story where I left off. So if you didn't hear yesterday's, you need to go back and listen to yesterday's episode to get the first part of this story. So Sue and I, we are in the early days of our marriage. So this has probably been 43, 44 years ago. We were in Dallas, Texas, 2,000 miles away from our home at that time in Canada, where we were planting a new congregation. And we had come to America, to Texas, to attend a several days, probably 4 or 5 days seminar at the school where we had met at Christ for the Nations. And we made the trip. We left on faith. We didn't have the money for the whole trip, but we wanted to go. We felt it was God's will, and we decided to go. And God had given Sue three passages for our life together. She felt God gave her these scriptures before we were married, and she shared them with me, and I embraced them and took them on and began to use them, to declare them and to use them in prayer. Psalm 34:10, and they have to do with not having lack. Psalm 34:10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Psalm 84:11, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And I shared yesterday how that we were at this seminar down to $2, no credit cards, and still had to get home. And I shared how God began to pour in what we needed, and that in a meeting God confirmed through somebody who didn't know us, but a person confirmed those very scriptures to us, Dick Mills, a minister of the gospel who's gone on to be with the Lord. And then after the meeting, somebody handed me two traveler's checks for $50 each. And so this is where we pick up the story from there. And so our sequence of events from there, we were going up and stop and visit with my parents in North Texas, about 125 miles from Dallas. And then I had been scheduled to preach at a small Assembly of God church in the little Oklahoma town of Kiowa, where my brother lived and attended church. And he had arranged me to speak in their church where they attended on a Sunday night, and we would spend the night with them, and then we would continue on our trip. And so on our way up to visit with my parents, I stopped in to see some friends in Paris, Texas, and we had a visit. And as we were walking out the door, Charles handed me a $100 bill. Well, praise the Lord. You know, this is helpful. We went on and we visited with my parents and then went up to Kiowa, Oklahoma. Now, I had preached in this little church before, and there were like maybe 12, 15 people there. And the offering they gave me, the love offering they gave me, was like $25, $30 in that area. And so we are still needing money to have a comfortable journey back to our home in Canada, New Brunswick, Canada. And so I preached that night, and this is amazing. And we had not told anybody our need. We still needed money to cover our expenses going back, and we didn't have any credit cards. And so after the service, we were visiting with a pastor and his wife, and the pastor's wife said, we take up an offering. Well, the offering they gave me for speaking that night, it wasn't very much. I think it was might have been $25 or $30. But then the pastor's wife said, you know, we take up a missionary offering every month, but we don't have any missionary to send it to, and we've got money piled up, and would you mind if we gave it to you all? Oh, praise the Lord. We graciously received it, and it was a significant amount of money. that not only paid our expenses, covered everything for a comfortable journey back home, but we returned to our home in Canada with more money than we had when we departed on the trip. And so all along the way, God had provided for our needs, and He had confirmed those scriptures that He had given to Sue, and then we had incorporated into our lives that we have no lack. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. No good will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Now, I want to tell you, we have had financial challenges since those days, but we have never let go of those passages of Scripture that God indelibly wrote on our hearts and minds, that we have no lack, and that is His word, and that is His promises. We have never let go of that, but we have lived that, we have walked it out, and we have seen God come through in remarkable ways in the most challenging times and situations, because it is God's promise and it is His will that we live with no lack. Now, this is even in Psalm 23, is a psalm about no lack. It is often read at funerals, but Psalm 23 is a psalm about God's abundant supply. It begins with David saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Some translations say, "I shall not be in lack. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in lack." Have you made the Lord, your shepherd, your Savior, your God, your King? Oh, the promise is, because He's my shepherd, I shall not be in lack. I shall not want. And there's passages such as, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." My friends, these are all expressions of living a life without any lack. And this was the reality also in the early church. Listen to this passage, and I'll close with today's episode with this, that in the book of Acts, after the day of Pentecost, when they were experiencing the mighty power of God and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Acts chapter 4, verses 33 and 34 says, "And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there any one among them who lacked." Wow. There was no one among them who lacked. My friends, it is God's will that you and I, as His people, that we live a life without lack. As we keep our eyes upon Him and we walk a walk of faith, and we stand upon His word, we stand upon His promises, and we use these scriptures, and the Holy Spirit will give you scriptures as well, and we use these as a sword, because the Bible says, "Take unto you the sword of the Spirit," and which is the word of God, and the word, Greek word there, is the rhema of God. And a rhema of God is a scripture that the Holy Spirit has made alive in your mind and heart. And then you take that as a sword, and you use it as a sword against the enemy. You declare it, you pray it, you praise God for it, and the Holy Spirit will use that as a sword against the enemy. That's what Sue and I have done for over 40 years in living a life with no lack. Yes, we've had challenges. We've had some extreme challenges, but God has always come through. Oh, I'm so thankful that we serve a God. He's not stingy. He's not a tightwad. He's a God of abundance. And he wants to abundantly supply your need today. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I'm going to post an article called The Opening of the Windows of Heaven, which I will probably share about maybe in the next session. So God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.